Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Magen Abraham al HaTorah writes, when a person says Tehillim with Kavanah, the light of his neshama shines so brightly. He brings upon himself some of the Kiddushah of Hashem, and with that, his prayers become so much more powerful and are able to bring down both spiritual and physical blessings. The Shelah HaKadosh writes, when a person is saying Tehillim, it's considered as if he's praying and involved in Torah at the same time. The Semach Sedek said, if we would know what our Tehillim was accomplishing in Shamayim, we would be saying it all the time. It breaks down any barriers between us and Hashem and is able to go right in front of the Kisei HaKavod and bring about Chesed and Rahamim. It's brought down in the Hakdamah of the Tehillim Torat Chesed that if someone says the entire Tehillim 3 times in one day, it's considered like he fasted for an entire week straight. The Sefer Keter Nehora writes, fasting for an entire week straight, from Shabbat to Shabbat, not including Shabbat, is considered like fasting 5,600 separate days. If someone says the entire Tehillim once a day, it's considered like he fasted for 2 days straight, which the Keter Nehora says is equal to 27 separate days of fasting. Tehillim is available for everyone to say at any time. Let us take advantage of the great opportunity. Rabbi Goel El-Karif told a story about a rabbi from Israel who has to travel a few times a year abroad to raise money for the institution that he heads. At one point, the rabbi's children were complaining to him that he's away for too long and it wasn't fair for them. The next trip the rabbi had to go on, he told his children, I want every one of you to say Tehillim for me each day of my trip. He divided the entire Tehillim into portions and gave each child a portion. He told them, Be'ezrat Hashem, the Tehillim that you say will give me extra siyata dishmaya and I won't have to be away for so long. On that trip, the rabbi had extraordinary siyata dishmaya. Doors that had been locked were suddenly opened for him, and he collected almost all the money he needed in less than a week. On Shabbat, the children were unsure if they should say the Tehillim for their father, as he wasn't going to be collecting that day. The elder sister said, Tehillim could only help, so let's do it anyway. On Sunday, they told their father, they said Tehillim for him on Shabbat and asked him his opinion about it. He told them, I can't thank you enough. Your Tehillim saved me again. And he explained, the family he was staying by during the week was not able to host him for Shabbat, so he was going to take a taxi to another city where a gracious host was happy to have him. As the rabbi was waiting for the taxi, his suitcase fell apart and all of his belongings came out onto the floor. His host told him not to worry. He had an extra suitcase and would be happy to give it to him. The rabbi then transferred all his belongings to the other suitcase and then got into the cab. Later that day, the host called the rabbi asking if it would be okay to throw out his broken suitcase. The rabbi told him, sure, no problem. On Shabbat, the rabbi recalled there was a hidden pocket in that suitcase of his, in which he had his passport, his return flight ticket, and all the money he collected that week. Now, it was on the side of a curb and perhaps by that time taken by the garbage truck or some other passerby. Right after Shabbat, the rabbi took a taxi back to that first house, and Baruch Hashem, he saw lying on the floor by the curb just his suitcase. And everything was still intact in the pocket. I have no doubt it was your Tehillim that got this suitcase back for me, he told his children. During the days of the Hatam Sofer, a community was looking for a new rabbi. One of the candidates was the student of the Hatam Sofer who was a genius in Torah. The other was a righteous Sadiq, but he did not have nearly as much knowledge as the first rabbi. The Khatam Sofer was advocating for his student to get the position, but in the end, the other rabbi was selected. When an elderly Rebbe was asked how the second rabbi could possibly have beaten out the first, he replied, "The power of Tehillim is great. Tehillim is wondrous. It helps us both physically and spiritually. And we get a mitzvah for each word we say." Have a great day.